Who will be the first to cross the line? Of course, it's anyone's guess. But many are betting it will be Bill Rogers. Another favorite is Olympic gold medalist Frank Shorter. And it's still not certain whether defending champion Jerome Drayton of Canada will show up and run. Today's marathon also will feature many races within a race. Some 250 women will be running today with a special recognition to the winner. And just minutes before the big event begins, 18 wheelchair athletes will start out over the course. The weather should be ideal with a forecast of mostly cloudy skies, light winds, and the temperatures in the 50s. Lynn Lawrence for CBS News, Boston.
14 minutes till 8. The temperature's 43.
Western's the way to fly. Come join us in the sky. We'll show you why. Western is the only way to fly.
Roger Erickson here to tell you that Western's really got the nonstops. 51 nonstops a week from the Twin Cities to Seattle, Tacoma, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. But convenient nonstop schedules to all these cities aren't all you get from Western. There's Western's famous complimentary champagne for adults on every flight. Next time you're headed for Seattle, Tacoma, San Francisco, or Los Angeles, go nonstop on Western.
We'll show you why.
This is Ray Christensen with the sports. The Minnesota Twins got 26 hits but left 20 men stranded as Seattle took two from the Twins, 8-5 and 7-2. 14,021 fans were on hand, and some of them came specifically to see Roger Erickson. But he had a four-run first inning against him and lasted only until the fifth. Erickson was not looking for an alibi.
There's a lot of factors you can point out, but, you know, you got to adjust to them, and I don't think I adjusted too well. I just have to say I threw a lousy game, that's all.
Dave Johnson lost the second game. Rod Carew went 4-for-9. Today, Oakland at the Meta. 1:15 game, 1:05 broadcast time on CCO. Other games in the American League, California 2-1 over Oakland in 11 innings. Kansas City 2, Cleveland 1. Baltimore split with Milwaukee, winning 7-5, then losing 8-2. The Yankees shut out Chicago 3-0. Boston beat Texas 8-6. Detroit edged Toronto 4-3. In the National League, the big news, a no-hitter for Bob Forsch of the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis 5, Philadelphia 0. The Cubs 5, Pittsburgh 1, Montreal 4, the Mets 1, Los Angeles blanked Mount Atlanta 8-0, San Francisco 8, San Diego 4, and in 13 innings, Houston 4, Cincinnati 3. Michigan took 2 from the baseball Gophers, 3-2 and 13-7. In the NBA playoffs, Eastern Conference quarterfinals, the first games of a best-of-seven series. Philadelphia 130, New York 90. San Antonio 114, Washington 103. The Western Conference first round came to an end. Seattle beating Los Angeles 111-102 to win that series 2-1. In the WHA playoffs, Winnipeg 8, Birmingham 3. In overtime, Houston 4, Quebec 3. And New England 4, Edmonton 1. Gary Player came from seven strokes back to win the Carlsbad, California tournament, very reminiscent of his Masters victory. His 281 on a final 67, two strokes ahead of Lee Trevino and Andy North. Barry Jekyll won the Tallahassee Open, beating Bruce Litsky on the first hole of a sudden-death overtime, Jekyll's first victory as a pro. Hollis Stacey shot a closing 68 to take the Birmingham Classic. Stacey's 207, three strokes ahead of Peg Macy and Jane Blaylock. Second-round leader Nancy Lopez shot a 75 to finish in a tie for fifth place. And Chris Evert won the tournament at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, beating Kerry Reed 6-2, 6-love. Evert's 118th straight tournament victory on a clay court. Yuko Moguchi beat Jan Stevenson by one stroke to win the Tokyo tournament, and Raul Ramirez took the Monte Carlo tournament. Gene Mayer of the U.S., the Mexican Open at Guadalajara.
10 minutes till 8, Twin City temperatures 43. Placed it at the pole 10 years after. CCO's Bob Thornburg presents a five-part series this week, the anniversary of the extraordinary expedition by 10 men to the North Pole by snowmobile. They probably were the first men to reach the pole by land transport, despite what history tells us about Admiral Robert Peary's dog sled trip in 1909.
Success came April 19th, 1968, for the Placeat expedition. Six men rejoiced from the base camp in Canada as the other four, Placeat, Pitzel, Peterson, and Bombardier, maneuvered their snowmobiles to the point where there is no east or west, indeed no more north. Every direction is south. It was 2 years earlier that Ralph Plaisted, the White Bear Lake insurance man, had argued the merits of snowmobiles over the dog team his friend Art Ofterheide was about to use on an Arctic hunt. Well, if they're so good, baited Ofterheide between beers at Duluth's Pickwick restaurant, why don't you take them to the North Pole?
I don't really know how serious we were that night. I think a little of that German beer just about put us at the North Pole before midnight. But
Plaisted grew very serious later, devouring Arctic books of all varieties and completing a cross-country trek for backers. In 1967, the first attempt was made. CBS sent Charles Kuralt along to shuttle between the base camp and those on the ice pack to tell the story.
Nobody who has ever seen the Arctic Ocean and the shifting, moving pack ice can ever forget the harsh, hard whiteness of it. The Plaisted expedition is about to see plenty of that ice.
And they would also see plenty of danger.
We traveled an ice too thin to walk on because the displacement of the belts of the snowmobile was such that you couldn't have got off the machine and walked on the ice, but you could drive across it, see.
That's a little scary.
I many a time got a real knot in the pit of my stomach. What's a sick feeling, you know, that she can all go down.
That technique of skimming across thin ice, one cannot practice in safe conditions, for such conditions do not exist outside the Arctic, where saltwater ice is elastic and always moving. And because so few people have challenged the harsh polar cap, few could challenge the account of Admiral Robert Perry's dog sled trip to the pole in 09. The trip history holds out as the first. But new questions surfaced during the 1967 Plaisted expedition, about which we will hear more tomorrow and throughout this week, as we look back a decade to Plaisted at the pole. I'm Bob Thornburg.
7:30 till 8, time for more news, and Dick Chapman.
The roof of the Bethlehem Lutheran Church on fire this morning in Mankato. The church area is barricaded. It's the largest church building in Mankato. Fire damaged Kellogg Senior High yesterday in Little Canada, Minnesota, north of St. Paul. Also in St. Paul yesterday, fire destroyed a two-story apartment building at 670 Ashland Avenue. Arson is suspected. This is First News and Ideas. Dick Chapman, brought to you by First Minneapolis, member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Over the weekend, a convention in northwestern Minnesota, and a state lawmaker, once a DFLer, pulled through as an independent, Arv Johnson reports.
It was a close contest at the District 4B convention in the northwestern Minnesota city of Walker. Bob Birch, a rather well-known game warden from Reamer, had been seeking endorsement for many months and appeared to have it pretty well in hand until Sherwood, during the recent legislative session, pulled out of the DFL caucus and decided to go Republican. At the Walker convention, with 90 votes needed for endorsement, Birch led on the two ballots taken, 79-70 and 74-64. Parliamentary maneuvering was intense, and when it appeared that neither candidate could get the necessary 60%, no matter how many ballots were taken, Sherwood withdrew and announced later he'd run in November as an independent and would caucus with the independent Republicans in the House if he is reelected. And Birch was endorsed on a voice vote. In the other half of Senate District 4, the House District 4B IR convention endorsed John Ainley of Park Rapids to take on DFL Representative Doug St. Ange of Bemidji. Arv Johnson, WCCO Radio, government correspondent.
6 minutes before 8, it is 43 degrees. Have you ever looked at just exactly how many different banking services you use on a regular basis? Now, this is not counting a checking account. I'm talking about things like traveler's checks or a safe deposit box. If you use more than just checking from your bank, how much is it costing? Because extra banking services don't come free, so if you're one of those people who need and use a variety of services other than checking, then the First Bank's red carpet account is for you. Because it's a lot more than just a checking account, and you get it all for just one small fee. With red carpet, you get personalized checks, checking services, personal accident insurance, traveler's checks, a $5 credit toward a safe deposit box. You don't have to keep a minimum balance. And you also get a Visa card, all for only $3 a month, $2 without Visa. That's the red carpet account from the First Banks. If you need more than just a checking account from your bank, try red carpet at your nearest First Bank. It's a lot more than just checking. A man on a motorcycle hit a chain across the entrance of a closed weigh-in station yesterday south of the Twin Cities. He was thrown from the cycle and killed. He was 40-year-old Thomas Bertan of Savage, on his way to the Faribault State Hospital to deliver gifts to patients. He was part of a trip sponsored by the Minnesota Motorcycle Riders Association. In Fergus Falls, a drug raid. 6 young people arrested, $75,000 worth of drugs seized. The drugs seized, marijuana, some cocaine, and about 1,000 tablets of what appeared to be amphetamines. There could be more arrests. In Clear Lake, central Minnesota, a public hearing tonight on a controversial bridge repair job. The state wants to close the bridge this summer between Clearwater and Clear Lake for repairs, but people in the two towns, just 3 miles apart across the Mississippi, say they'd have to drive an extra 25 miles to get to the other side. In Boston today, the big marathon, 26 miles. Several people from CCO land will take part, including 53-year-old Alex Rattel of Edina. Mr. Rattel runs up to 18 miles a day, and this will be his seventh Boston Marathon.
It's summertime, and this major utility is busy putting natural gas into the ground, storing it in natural reservoirs deep underground to meet the coming winter's demand. What measures precisely how much gas they have stored? Rosemount sensors. These are devices so sensitive they can report in thousands of a PSI or degree. At Rosemount Incorporated, there is a challenge to put basic measurements to work. State-of-the-art measurement of temperature, pressure, flow. It calls for design engineering, manufacturing engineering, QA, operations, distribution, systems, marketing, planning. Rosemount. With so many challenging things to do, we need your help to get them done. Look in the employment section of this Sunday's paper for a listing of jobs open now at Rosemount Incorporated. Rosemount, in Minneapolis, right here at home.
Twin City temperatures 43 degrees, a time running late this morning, 3 minutes before 8 o'clock, Dick.
Good morning, neighbor. This is Dick Chapman, brought to you by Northwest Orient Airlines, offering the fastest way to New Orleans and four departures every day. This day is Monday, April 17th, one of the bluer Mondays of all times, because it is income tax deadline day. All those last-minuters will be hustling to the post offices around midnight. This is National Bike Safety Week, Earth Week, National Volunteer Week, National Coin Week. It's National Drafting Day, Verrazano Day in New York, Patriots Day in Boston, and the running of the Boston Marathon. Sunrise was at 5:26. Sundown is at 7:01. Rises at 5:24 tomorrow. Planet Saturn is in conjunction with the moon tonight. A year ago today in our Twin Cities, we had a low of 59 and a high of 66. We had some fog and we had a thunderstorm that dropped 14 hundredths of an inch of rain, but there was much heavier rain elsewhere in Minnesota a year ago. More than an inch at Wadena, an inch and one-tenth at Georgetown, an inch and a third at Elbow Lake. Those showers brought out the singing of American toads, leopard frogs, and crickets in our phonology of a year ago today. Birthdays today: Nikita Khrushchev and Harry Reisner and J.P. Morgan back in 1837. In 1870, Benjamin Franklin died on this day, age 84. It was 427 years ago today when the Diet of Worms excommunicated Martin Luther from the Holy Roman Church because the former monk refused to admit charges of heresy. This is the day Yugoslavia fell to Nazi Germany. That was 1941. 17 years ago today, Cuban exiles launched the Bay of Pigs invasion and failed. And in our own neck of the woods, this is the day Minnesota's first volunteer military company was organized, the Minnesota Pioneer Guards in St. Paul, 1856. Shortly thereafter, they organized the Stillwater Guards, the Red Wing Rifles, and the Garden City Sharpshooters. A big day at Hastings, 84 years ago today. That's when they opened what used to be the famous Hastings Spiral Bridge. It's now gone. 1 minute before 8, our Twin City temperature is 43 degrees. Here's a special announcement from Northwest Orient Airlines. Starting June 8th, there's a new way to Europe. Northwest, with over 50 years' experience in the United States, Canada, and the Orient, begins flying to Scotland and Scandinavia. Northwest offers you the only through service to Europe with daily flights to Glasgow and Stockholm and two daily flights to Copenhagen. You will fly aboard a wide-cabin DC-10 jet featuring spacious 8-across seating in economy with wider seats, wider aisles, more room all around compared to most other airlines. On the way, we'll treat you to Regal Imperial service, our very best. We make it easy to come along on Northwest, too, with low airfares and fly-drive tours or fully escorted vacations, even Scottish golf holidays. Remember the date, June 8, when Northwest Orient Airlines offers the new way to Glasgow, Copenhagen, Stockholm. For complete information and reservations, just call a travel agent or Northwest Orient Airlines. This is National Volunteer Week. Today's WCCO Radio Good Neighbor is typical of thousands of volunteers from all walks of life contributing so much every day of the year. The Volunteer Action Center in Minneapolis has named her the Minneapolis Area Community Service Volunteer of the Year in the adult category. She's a day cleaning worker, yet schedules her cleaning jobs around her volunteer activities. She's been an active volunteer at Berkshire Residence, a nursing home in Osseo, and at Monterey Nursing Home and St. Paul's Lutheran Church. At Berkshire, she serves residents at monthly birthday parties, escorts residents from rooms to activities, serves refreshments to the men during workshops, and helps in various craft work. She also helps with entertainment in the kitchen band. Today's WCCO Radio Good Neighbor is Sylvia D. of Osseo, Minnesota.
All across our land, people know our brand.
You can trust AC.
Thanks, AC.
Spark plugs by AC.
Why do so many people know the AC brand? Because AC makes a spark plug for just about everyone and everything. American-made or imported cars, trucks, vans, bikes, or boats. For quick starts, get AC.
You can trust AC.
Thanks, AC.
Spark plugs by AC.
If you need a tune-up, trust new AC spark plugs to help improve performance. AC Fire Ring spark plugs have the hot tip. It heats fast, fires hot, helps resist fouling. And if your car needs them, complete your tune-up with a matching set of Delco Remy points and condenser. They can help you start quick, run smooth. Insist on AC and Delco parts wherever you go for parts or service. You'll be thankful you did.
So when you want to go, we're the name to know.
You can trust AC.
Thanks, AC.
Spark plugs by AC. Firing spark plugs by AC.
WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 2 minutes past eight. Twin City temperature up 1 degree now, 44 Fahrenheit.
With time running out on the chances of heading off a bloody escalation of fighting, Secretary of State Vance and British Foreign Secretary David Owen are meeting today with black and white Rhodesian leaders in Salisbury. This is Jurgen Nash with the news, presented this morning by Pennzoil, the motor oil that people have been asking for since America learned to drive, because Pennzoil is worth asking for. One U.S. source says it appears that Prime Minister Ian Smith will go along with Vance's request that he negotiate with black nationalist guerrillas who want a share in the government. But another Rhodesian leader has indicated that any negotiations with guerrilla leaders Joshua Nkomo and Robert Mugabe won't be easy. Local newspapers in South Africa report more than 1,500 persons of all races were held for questioning in Hillbrow and Johannesburg over the weekend. The papers say it was the biggest police sweep on crime in South African history. The raid followed the discovery last week of the bodies of two Hillbrow schoolboys found hacked to death in a northern Johannesburg suburb. President Carter wraps up a series of evaluation meetings at Camp David this morning, then is scheduled to fly back to the White House. Carter, his cabinet, and top advisors have been meeting to determine what changes are needed to increase administration effectiveness. Senate debate resumes today on the second and final Panama Canal Treaty, with neither supporters nor opponents ready to claim victory. The administration wants to take the teeth out of a controversial treaty amendment authorizing U.S. military intervention in Panama. The ratification vote will be held tomorrow. Health experts today expect to find out the specific details from an outbreak of suspected botulism poisoning in Clovis, New Mexico. 32 persons who ate at a country club restaurant last week are believed to have the potentially lethal illness. Investors are keeping a close eye on Wall Street this morning, hoping that Friday's boom market was no accident. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared nearly 20 points in the heaviest trading in history. The biggest question is whether institutions will begin a stock buying campaign. And it won't be long now before thousands of runners compete in perhaps the most prestigious and difficult race of them all, the Boston Marathon. As many as 500,000 spectators are expected to witness the 26-mile, 385-yard race. Temperature in the Twin Cities, 7 Celsius, 44 Fahrenheit. It is 5 minutes past 8, and we'll have more news in a minute.
Here comes famous test pilot Darrell Greenemeyer after breaking the world low-altitude jet speed record in his F-104 Starfighter.
Hey, Darrell, looks like you lost part of your Pennzoil sticker back there.
Well, Jim, at that speed, nothing will stay on that isn't welded on. Of course, I can't use Pennzoil in my jet, but I've always used it in my prop jobs. In 1969, I broke the world's propeller-driven speed record, and this year I won the Reno National Air Races in the Red Baron modified P-51. I used Pennzoil both times. I've always used it in my prop jobs and my automobiles.
I kind of get the feeling you like Pennzoil.
Well, yes, I do. I like the oil, and I like the people. They've been sponsoring me in the air races for 11 years, and it's a pleasure to be associated with the people at Pennzoil.
And the people at Pennzoil wish you, Daryl Greenemeyer, the best of luck in your coming attempt to break the world altitude record. For record-breaking planes, or for your car, Pennzoil is worth asking for.
Fire reported this morning at the largest church building in Mankato, Minnesota, the Bethlehem Lutheran Church. First call came in about 6:30. Smoke was billowing from the roof when the fire crews arrived. The area has been barricaded. No word on whether anyone was in the building. Fire struck yesterday morning at the Kellogg Senior High School in Little Canada, Minnesota. Damage came to about $30,000. And in St. Paul, a two-story apartment building was leveled by fire yesterday morning. The building was not occupied. National Guard troops that were on duty in the Red River Valley have now gone home as floodwaters of the Red begin to recede. The crest continues to move northward. Pembina is expected to crest about 8 feet over flood stage around midweek. That's the last major population area before the high water moves into Canada and eventually into Lake Winnipeg. 40-year-old Thomas Burton of Savage, Minnesota, was killed yesterday when his motorcycle hit a chain at a way station in Lakeville. His passenger, 27-year-old Linda Schwartz of St. Paul, was seriously injured. They were among some 3,000 motorcyclists delivering toys to the Faribault State Hospital. Our temperature in the Twin Cities, 7 Celsius, 44 Fahrenheit. We'll have a high today in the Twin Cities in the mid-50s as rain is about to move in. The humidity is 45%. The wind is southeasterly, 18 miles an hour. Barometric pressure, 30.09 inches. It's falling, and Twin City skies now are a bit on the cloudy side. And this is the news, and this is Juergen Nash.
I have just 60 seconds to tell you that for the next few days, prices on Firestone's famous TV tire, the steel-belted Radial 721, will be lower than they may ever be again. Just a few days remain to put your car on Firestone steel-belted Radial 721s before tire prices go up. Charge your tires by using Firestone's revolving charge card or any major national credit card. Own the tires you've learned so much about. The tire with the famous 721 steel cord. Seven strands of steel, around two, wrapped by one. A cord construction so important, we named the tire for it. 721, a very good tire at a very good price for a very short time. Right now at your participating Firestone dealer or store.